What's going on, good people? Welcome back to another episode of Summoning with the Summoners. It's Damon
and Katoya.
You know what it is. We're back with one with one of our favorites, Simple Solutions. We are back. Oh man, one of our favorites we enjoy doing. If you don't know about it, we'll tell you about it. But before we go any further, you know what we got to do. Say thank you.
Thank you to anyone,
wherever you're listening. We appreciate it. And we mean that. And we definitely appreciate if you have. We are one away.
And it's me. Because I ain't done it yet. I'm like, y'all. I just really been holding out hope that somebody else is going to
Well, somebody did. A couple people did.
Two people did.
Right? So we're one away. But we're going to shout out people over on Apple Podcasts.
It's true.
We're trying to get to our Summer 100. Summer is not over.
Summer 100.
We got another review this week.
Summer 100. You get it? It's a lot. It's a lot. A
lot there.
All right, y'all. This one comes from Sojourner Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. It's called Hilarious. And of course, it is 5 stars. And it says, I love the transparency of the Summers. It's all good. Of the Summers. Not to mention how funny they are. Looking forward to hearing more content. Thank you. I appreciate it. And no worries on that Summer. I bet it was
the little keyboard.
Always trying to tell you what it should
be. You meant Summer?
No, I didn't actually.
I know them. I know who they are.
So thank you, Sojourner Ruth. We appreciate you. These are all the things we try to be. So
that probably took her maybe 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Just a boop, boop, boop,
boop. It's about 60
Love the content. Very funny. Thanks. That's all we're saying.
That's it. Come on.
Let's 100. Jump into it. 100.
I mean, because technically, y'all, it's still, if you do summer 100, summer isn't over till September 20th.
Yeah,
the 22nd, or something like that.
We got two episodes.
Yeah.
Come on.
Can make one more happen.
Oh, I wish I had two of
them. Wives, you know what to do. Get up in your husband account and then send a review from his account. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know you do that when you try to just sign up for email.
Oh, that's very true.
And he'd be like, I can only do this once. Well, let me sign up for my other email.
I have definitely signed up for a few times for you just because I couldn't come back.
Exactly.
Think a YouTube TV trial.
That's what I'm saying.
Katie Sumner.
Help us out with that same love. Help us out with that same love.
Oh, let's dive into it today. One of our favorite type of episodes. This is Simple Solutions. And if you don't know, we get a chance to go onto the interwebs. And people are asking for advice. They're asking for insight, support, experience. And here on Summoner of the Summoners, we have to give it to them. Short and sweet.
Simple.
Straight up.
Simply.
So,
like Simply Lemonade. Simple Solutions. It's just
boom.
Simple.
Straight to it.
Because some of these situations are not simple. And I've said it and I'll stand by
Say it. Say it.
That these people need people. And we are going to be their virtual friends, helping them make the best decision
for
these questions.
We talked last week about finding that inner few, that inner circle, right? When you're talking about complaining, venting. This is the time. These type of things we're going to get into in this episode. You're like, oh, they ain't have an inner circle.
Yeah, but some of these, I don't think I need my inner circle to know either. I don't need no to do that.
Teaser.
You're like, wait, what? Uh-huh. You ready?
Right, let's go.
You ready?
Let's jump into
this.
Simple Solutions. Number one. Let's go. Your partner doesn't want to talk until they get back from their all girls, all guys trip. Cool. Simple Solutions.
What kind of talk? Like a deep conversation or just like, hey, I'm off?
Simple Solutions.
Let them be. They don't want to talk right now. They off. They off from you. They off from responsibility. They off from family. I text you. I call you. Make sure I'm doing well.
No, I want a text every other night. I want a good night.
That's what I'm saying. I'll text you or call you now completely.
I don't want to talk until I get back.
They must be on bad terms.
Oh, you think the relationship?
Something has to be bad. Like, I don't want to talk.
What are they just like, I just want to be unplugged, me and the homies, me and the gals. We out here in the sand. Margaritas, we turn it up.
I feel like this is a hyperbole. No, most people at least shoot a text.
Good morning. Hey, yeah, happy
hey,
tonight.
Day's been going well. But if it's like a you trying to really talk, no. Like
oh yeah, no.
Like I'm on a moment. I mean, you know.
Absolutely.
Respect that.
There's trip etiquette. There's trip etiquette. And if she's gone for 3 or 4 days, vice versa, I'm gone for 3 or 4 days. I think at the point where we are now, specifically, like we were traveling more and doing things more with our careers, or whatever. Like, I have no expectations for us to have thorough, long, hour-long convo that we might have at the house while she was away on trip.
Mm-mm.
Right?
Like, I call you when I'm sitting in the airport and when I'm driving. Like, because I'm you're away with,
you're
those,
away.
With those people,
yeah.
To enjoy.
Work or pleasure.
But this should be trust. A lot of this is not, see, this is not built on trust.
It don't sound like it's a lot of trust.
It actually sounds like they got a real problem and she's trying to talk about
your partner don't want to talk until they get back.
Now, what's unfair is I don't know the full scenario.
We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't
I don't know,
know
if it's a girl or a guy necessarily.
We don't know.
Do you think,
well, go ahead. This is a simple.
It sounds like a girl issue, but it might not be.
It sounds like a girl going on the trip.
Yeah, it sounds like, no, the
guy's going to hang with the homies.
Yep.
We're going to Bermuda.
Yep.
I'm like, I don't know, fam. It's still,
Bermuda.
It's still, you know, sun out. Sundress is popping. Like, I don't know. You going, Mike? Oh, you can't go with Mike. You know, he recently divorced. He might
so,
try to turn up.
Simple solution is, in a trusted relationship, let them be a quick text or whatever. It sounds great. In a relationship that's on the rocks. Ooh. You probably needed to have a whole bunch more conversations.
We need to FaceTime. Yeah. We need to FaceTime.
Y'all might need.
Hey, I'm at the beach. I'm at the bar. You see, here's the friends I'm with.
Listen, and sometimes you gotta work back into trust, and that might be what you need to do. And that's a whole other conversation, and that's a good topic because when you've gone through some things, you gotta work back into trust, and that's okay. And you gotta be willing to do that work because you broke the trust. So if they want you to FaceTime them, they want to share email, whatever it is,
whatever
we want to share Facebook account, you got to say, yes, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. So that's a whole nother topic, but I like that one, actually.
All right, we're gonna put that down.
All right.
What's the next one?
All right, next one. Is it okay for a man to cry? My man cries a lot.
Mm.
Damon?
Let that man cry. Let that man cry. Okay? Everybody has different sensibilities and emotional levels. All comfort levels are valid. Now, here's the beautiful thing about Simple Solutions. We don't know the context, and we have to speak with that acceptance. So, I don't know if he's crying at, like, Pixar movies, or if he's crying, like, because
Listen,
his football team lost
the
game.
They're tearjerkers.
Okay. Luca? Come on. Coco? You get got. Let that man cry.
Vivo?
Let that man cry. Simple solutions?
He cries a lot, though.
But what's that mean, though? What that mean?
It's more than what she thinks it's
It's more than her standard,
it's
for
like,
sure.
Are you crying again today? Like, if you cry more than me, I'm a little concerned. I'm an emotional person,
she's
you cry. I mean, I just cried this morning. I was just so excited.
We were very excited about this stuff.
Oh, I guess it makes me happy. So but tears are not something you can really control. So maybe you should celebrate the fact that he has a sensitive side. You know,
come on.
Too many men
just
don't cry.
I don't cry. I don't get upset.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm always straight.
And then you just like, please
whoa,
cry.
Whoa.
I think you just need
a
to
dog
cry.
Died. Okay. Where's a shed a tear?
I also think it might be helpful for him to like maybe sometimes go away and like just kind of process those tears independently sometimes. Like,
sure,
you don't
sure.
always have to like be all vulnerable.
Yeah.
In front of everybody.
You ain't got to snuggle up with me all the time.
Yeah.
That is true. That's valid. I mean,
I love you.
You crying on my nachos? You're my chips wet.
So, you know, I'm indifferent.
But
simple solution is, let the man cry. Second thing is, if you're crying a little excessively, sir, cry sometimes and sometimes alone.
We didn't hit on it, but it's very important to note, men should be able to cry.
I agree.
Period. Next up, how would you respond if your bae said that they killed someone?
You went right there.
I did. I bounced because I forgot it. This is our podcast. We do what we please. Simple solutions. If I'm coming to you, hey babe, we gotta talk. I think I hit somebody on the road.
What is the name of that show?
Oh, what show? Who got hit on the road?
That's the whole show.
What's that they running?
It's
somebody
two
got hit.
Girl, she hit that man's husband till death do us part or death. It's the two white
ladies. That I was watching?
Yeah.
Pretty Little Lies or something like that.
No.
What's the, okay. But what they do?
That's what happened. She was with the dude. And then they hit this man on the street.
Oh, dead to me.
Dead to me. That's
that is it.
It's legitimately like that.
That is it. And they had to hold on to that baggage together.
They ended up killing him. It was and a wild was, story. I had to stop. It was too much. Yeah, it was way too much. I was like, okay, this has no resolve.
But I walk up to you.
I cannot stand TV that does not have a good
you.
Person.
But I wasn't had a good person. No. One girl was trying to do the right thing, and the other girl was like, anyway, we about to agree.
I can't.
If I pull up on you tonight, everybody kids asleep.
I'm just going to need to fully understand the story. I'm going to be a full listening ear.
You're going to be a listening ear. Okay. So you're not going to shut it down until you hear the full story.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to it.
And then if I'm the bad guy in the story.
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
It's funny. All I think about is that, you know, the TikTok, I'm going to stick beside her. And I'm like, I don't know. What you done done? What's
simple
up?
Solutions.
Damon is so, what's your answer?
Ride or die.
No, you not,
that's
boy.
Me. What you thought I was going to say?
Damon, you won't let me do something small sometimes. No. No. I mean, not even it's, not let me. I just be like, I don't know how he going to respond to that.
This is
you
why it's
are
different.
You are pretty righteous.
This is why
you're
it's different.
You're a good person.
I tried. This is why it's different. This is why it's different. Because you doing something that I would not do on this on a lower tier is not going to affect our whole world. If you come to me and you like, baby, okay? Give me a minute. Damn, give me a minute. I'm like, okay, whoa. And then you come in and you tell me for 38 minutes how you are now a murderer. We have to process our lives. It's a lot of change. I gotta move my mama to Atlanta so she can be a stay-at-home grandma.
Who did I murder?
It's a whole somebody.
You gotta move somebody.
Because you might go to jail. They might boom, boom, boom. I'm just saying.
I don't know. I can't even believe somebody went on the internet to say
somebody
that.
Somebody said that.
Did they leave their face anonymous?
Somebody did. I don't know.
You know, I always think about that in counseling. Like, if people, because you admit real hard stuff in counseling. And you'd be like, yeah. Murder somebody, like, what in the goodness, what? Y'all, I deal with a lot of stuff on my job, and I just can't imagine somebody dealing with that type of stuff. Like, what? I'm sure there's clauses,
right? The confidentiality.
I don't know.
But if I was like, I killed a man last week, ma'am, all right, time's up.
Time's up. I can no longer be here.
Time is up.
I don't know the way it works, I don't know your rights, but yeah, I think that. Even this is a very large situation. However, if it's a small situation where someone needs to like confess some wrongdoing, and this is not a wrongdoing against you.
Right.
I feel like it's all personal.
Right.
It's like a wrong. This is I did something that was not a good decision holistically that did not impact me or someone else well. And I think that it's best to listen because hopefully with in our relationships, we think the best of our
right.
spouse.
Today. If I let's take it down
something
a notch. Let's take it down from murder.
Yeah, because murder is a
murder's
lot.
Let's take it down. Let's say, yo, babe, I was at Target and murder. I just destroyed, I hit a parked car. Like, just.
Oh, yeah.
Like, our car. Like, I come home and I'm like, babe, our car is total, but I didn't want to pay. It was like a Maserati. It was something real nice. You know what I'm saying? And I'm.
Oh, yeah, we're moving on. So tell me, where was it? Okay,
did anybody follow you?
Okay, Walmart. Mm-hmm. Did who was the kids with you?
You saw cameras.
All right.
You saw a couple cameras.
Okay, did you leave I did something like that, and I think I had to leave a note on somebody's door. I bumped somebody's bumper. I was kind. I did put a note on that car.
Oh, like, hey, I did this. Here's my, you put your number down?
Yeah, I bumped it. Yeah, nobody ever called me. You don't remember that? I came home, and I was like,
that.
Dang. Now, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I don't think I put it in the most visible spot.
What? Back wiper?
Like, put it in a, like, license plate.
Put in a tailpipe.
I was like, just in case you look back
right
here. Because I was like, oh, they'll look there and see it, and it'll be
and
like.
There's a note.
Yeah, I probably should have put it in the windshield, but didn't nobody ever contact me? And I was like, I'm off the hook.
Off the hook, off the hook.
I tried to be responsible because I knew there was cameras in the parking lot.
You saw me. You see me doing
it. It was Target parking lot,
oh,
too. I know,
tight.
Right?
They always tight.
I was like, they're going to be looking for me.
Hilarious.
Yeah, so I think it's worth, I think it's worth talking about it. Because
talk about that.
Listen
to this episode, pause us, and then go talk about that and see what your bae do.
Be like, hey, just make a fake scenario.
Hypothetical. All right, we're going to come back with some more simple solutions. Quick sponsor break.
So I don't really love to cook as the primary cook in this family. However, what I do like is to jazz up the meals when I do cook, right? I'm looking for spices, seasonings, dry rubs, and I found a good place. It is Artisan Dry Goods made by beautiful Briny C. So a little bit of everything to spice up Jazz Up Your Meal. That it is a local store right here in Atlanta, but ready to ship out to you all over the world.
Absolutely. And they're legit. I'm gonna be honest with you here. Forbes, The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and Oprah's magazine. And you know Oprah only gonna promote the good stuff. All right. So check them out. Instagram, Beautiful Briny C. Make your kitchen better. All right. I'm talking about real good ingredients, urban gardens, local farms. So it's good for your taste buds, good for your body. Check them out. And let's get to the episode.
All right, y'all. You know what it is. Go check them out. Let's keep it going. So here's the next one. And this one's maybe a little personal to me. I wouldn't go to the internet, but we can discuss it here on the podcast. Mm. Says, if my woman keeps leaving her clothes on the floor, that means she doesn't want them, right? That is so rude. That's just so rude. Like, simple solution.
She wants the clothes. Okay. Now, conversations need to be had, but she wants the clothes.
Clearly, he a neat freak. And he like, I don't want your stuff on the floor. And it's true. Now, what if she was throwing off her clothes for the, you know, what if it was a different scenario? You wouldn't be mad that her lingerie is on the floor.
Nah.
It's just like certain things are accessible during sex and some are not.
Some things are not.
You don't mind her lingerie on the floor, but you don't want her
work clothes.
Her work clothes.
You upset that her polo with her name on it, Tanya, on the ground.
Double standards. Mm-hmm. Double standards. Yes. Talking about you don't want them. It sounds like y'all need to have a much better conversation.
That's clearly what that is. But I think we can both agree, this is clearly, when he sent this message online, this was probably weeks, months. This is one of those things we talked about before that linger and just ongoing. And if you're trying to go the distance in a relationship, in a marriage, there may very well be some things that just are just kind of the light, just tapping consistently into the end of time. That may be the case, right? And this seems like this is one of them, right? Now, maybe he don't cut his nails, he don't take out the trash when she wants, and vice versa. But he was like, what did he say? That means she don't want them. Like, I will throw them in the trash, take them to Goodwill, set them on fire with the leaves, right?
Yeah, that's kind of stuff I tell my kids.
Oh, yeah, that's how I grew up. Like, that's how...
Oh, you ain't putting your stuff on, I'm going to take this away. Man.
Loretta Smith?
You don't do that. You don't do that to an adult.
No, you don't do that to an adult. My mom would come into our room, and we were pretty clean kids. I feel like we were. If it's on the ground, that means you do not want it, which is not true.
Yeah.
Those statements we as people say.
Well, that's just like, you know, if you don't eat what's in the kitchen, then you must not be hungry.
Ooh. Somebody please let us know if you got that. Please.
That's classic right there.
What am I supposed to eat? There's food in that.
You don't want that? Well, you think you ain't hungry?
You ain't hungry.
You better eat that. I stand by that. You don't want to hear that.
Oh, I stand by
that. You also don't want to eat that.
There's spaghetti in there.
Oh, good old spaghetti.
Yes, ma'am. There is spaghetti in there. Yes, there is.
Meal.
Don't throw the stuff away.
I need to buy my baked spaghetti. I made some the other day in the meat.
Oh, yeah, you do. They were trying to...
But we all thought it had such good... Yeah,
I tried it, too. I was like, no.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. It wasn't good.
I think it was the meat.
It was the meat.
Next up. Should I be okay... Oh, here we go. Should I be okay with another woman giving my husband food she cooked? Simple solutions.
I just hate simple solutions. Because I'm like, but why? Why he got to get food from her? I say, girl, that's one less meal you got to cook, boo.
Okay.
Let him get that food.
Okay.
Especially if she like brought it from work. Man, Dame used to come home with tamales and it was my favorite thing. I was like, get them. How we pay her for something
now,
more?
Now, mind you, the tamale lady was 70 with 12 teeth.
Listen,
so...
I didn't ask no questions. Right? She could have been 25. Them tamales was good.
So you're saying I should be able to take the food? Right? And she bring me a full plate, I bring it home, like, oh, look what my teaching partner gave me this meal.
If you told me you love something, I used to have a teaching partner, and her husband would cook, and I'd be like, yo, whenever he cooks, just bring me some.
Because
he was the chef of the house, and it would always be something good.
Here's the thing.
You don't know the scenario.
No. Who delivered it? The woman delivered it.
There's so many questions. It's too hard. Because I was just talking to a good friend, and he was like, he came over to do some work for us one day, and I cooked chili.
Okay.
House full of kids, everything. We're good friends.
So the husband comes over.
Yes.
You're cooking chili.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And was the wife here that day? She made it came later.
She made it came. She ain't there at the moment.
I was like, here, let me give you some chili.
Boom.
And I gave him a bowl of chili.
Yep.
Fast forward, 4 months later, he was like, Oh, I heard you. Like, I called him. We were talking again. We kind of have like a working relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, man, I hear you cooking. And I was like, oh, no, I ain't really doing it. I'm just warming up something. He's like, I thought you was on that chili. You know, next time, give me some of that chili. And I was like, I got you. Now, if she has a problem with if I cook chili and I say, hey, I made some chili, I don't think she would have a problem with that. But I get the connection. It's just a connection. You get, I had that chili that one time, girl, that was good.
Yeah.
Next time you do that, hey, I'll get some of that.
Yeah.
Ain't no wrong with that.
Simple solutions. Nothing is wrong with this at all to us. And maybe y'all think we're weird. Maybe we're the minority in this. I don't know. If a fella had cooked and made some barbecue, threw some ribs down.
Oh, I will go drive over there myself.
And I was like, you know, he got the ribs out there. I will send her out. Girl, you better go get your ribs.
Ooh,
you know he's making his wings. You know he's making his famous wings.
First of all, food is the...
You better go get your wings.
Don't mess with me in food. I'll go get some food from anybody.
She going to bring it back to me. We going to gobble them down together.
I literally rolled my window down to somebody on their grill the other day. I was like, y'all got some extra? Just in the neighborhood.
What's your cash app?
Yeah, exactly. I'll bring the meat.
What's up? What you want?
So I don't have no problem with that. And Dave was like, yo, this lady is trying to give me food. I'd be like, listen, is it enough for both of us?
We're really going to
have... That's what you should know.
That's true.
Now, if it's portions. Just one size, portions. Then I might feel some type of way. I would like them to be like, here is some food for your family, or you and your wife, or something like that.
Yeah. I hear you. We're going to have...
lunch.
We sprinkle a lot of things in through episodes, and we pinpoint down. But I think we're going to have to definitely hit... episode about this more,
like
in a
etiquette.
Sense of not just that, but what that was a prelude for, because again, this seems to be about a lack of trust again, right? I'm getting undertones with this question, with the other question, with the trip. Like, should I be okay with another woman giving my husband food she cooked? Those are my undertones. That's just my perception.
No, I hear that.
And so it feels like...
Well, that makes me think about Damon was messaging messaging people about the podcast.
Yes, I was.
And
yes, I
he
do.
Messaged a woman about our relationship podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, you should be letting your wife message about this podcast.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, no, I don't. It's not good to me. I didn't have a problem with him messaging.
Let him fly.
But I guess people be like, you know, as we talked about, DMs and you like, don't be, that's rude. And, you know, those like traditional more like, you know your lane space, respect.
That's intriguing.
Yep.
Yeah. Anywho, here, let's keep it moving here. Next up, which one we got next?
Is it okay for married people to join groups that are for singles?
Is it okay for married people to join groups for singles?
No.
Oh? What does that mean? I'm trying to process what's...
I don't know what this means.
Okay.
So I'm just going to say no.
I'm not sure.
I'm just going to say, like, for instance, I know that, like, we've joined groups and done groups because it's about, like, podcast type of stuff, right? Like, we might be in a single group because it's about, you know,
dating, and we can support and bring value to them.
That's our relationship.
Right.
We have a relationship podcast.
Right.
Now, if Damon was just in that group outside this relationship podcast, I'd probably be like, why are you in that group?
Fair. 100%.
Agreed. So that's what I'm just saying.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, off top, but yeah, I don't think you should be on anything that's for single.
Oh, simple solutions. Why?
Yeah.
Like, what is the motive or reasoning behind this here?
Yeah.
Like, if you're trying to find things
specific for singles.
Singles in Atlanta.
You should not be on that.
Huh.
Yeah.
You don't think they've got Marys for Atlanta?
Yeah.
Or couples in Atlanta?
Like, I used to do...
Motivation is matters.
Mm-hmm, it's true. I used to do
meetups. Yes.
But it would be like women or young adults.
Uh-huh.
It would just be like singles.
You free? You got no ring? Nobody gonna be upset if you in this group?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. So no.
I think there's just something about, you know, I feel like I tell religion, no religion, you believe in raw God, I don't care what it is. But like, just trying to walk in wisdom. Just try to be wise. Like, if you were on the other side of this and you saw it, how would it make you feel? Okay, so you probably want to try to walk in that type of wisdom if you try to do it. So I'm pretty confident. Facebook, LinkedIn, there's a meetup. There's a lot of groups for couples, you know what I'm saying? Adults, professionals, cyclists. Don't do that. It almost feels like if, I don't know, did we do this simple solutions about being catching your boo on an app, like a dating app. Like, I feel, that's how I feel about it. Yeah. If you just scrolling through whatever, I'm like, huh, Hinge?
Huh. Oh, that's horrible.
Huh.
Ooh.
Profile.
I can't even 2 months.
Ooh. So, don't do it. Next up. Oh, this is a good one. This is one of my favorite ones. Here we go. I think my man is weak and a pushover. What should I do? Simple solutions.
This relationship isn't for you.
Woo! Straightforward, people. No chasing.
That's just going to forever be a issue.
Mm.
You know, like, he's not going to change and be hard or something, you know? And that's your perspective of him. He might not even be a pushover a week, but you just are looking for something different.
Mm.
So you either accept this man as he is, or you let that relationship go.
He may not even be weak in a pushover, but you might be wanting and expecting something different. That's true. I think there's simple solutions for this. What should I do? What are you pushing? How hard are you pushing? Like, what is it pushover? Like, is this, you feel like you're walking away winning arguments? Is it he's a yes man and he just be like, all right. Is it he don't want to hear nagging hypothetically and he's just like, whatever. Like, I'm just intrigued on it. But simple solutions is, there's more here. There's more here on the table here. I think my man is weak. I think this is already ending soon. If you think, I think my man is weak.
Just about over.
I think my woman is I can't live with this woman. Like, that's how I take it. My man is weak. I can't live with her. Those are very strong statements to make about your partner.
You shouldn't say. So if you don't really mean that, then don't say that. And if you do mean that, then let it go. Because it's just going to be toxic after that.
What should I do?
Just deal with a toxic problem in my job.
She did. She did.
And I'm like, there's just no hope for y'all right now. Like, this.
And let's clean it up and shut it down.
It's okay.
Let's clean up. Maybe you want a person who is going to give you more pushback and more attention. Maybe you're looking for a little more give and take and pull in the conflict.
You don't need that. And you need to go to counseling and figure out why that is a reason and a practical thing that you want in your relationship. Because it shouldn't be. Unfortunately, so many people have bad examples that they believe is the way that it should be. And therefore, that seems normal.
Don't miss out on a good thing, boo. Don't miss out. It's more than one way. It's more than one type of.
I have my watch on.
The heart rate up. Don't miss out on something good because it's not something familiar or something that, you know, isn't what you were expecting.
Even something that is like a
healthy or good. Yeah.
I mean, because I come from a far more arguing type of family, but then we love each other in the same breath. That's not necessarily healthy.
You know what? That's true. Because you could have, and I don't know if you did. Thought I was quote unquote, as she's putting it, weak because I wasn't trying to argue based off my background.
Right.
You know, if you know our story, right? Well, you ain't gonna like, you know, the give and take that you might have expected. And I could have thought you were combative. I'm giving air quotes if you're not watching this on YouTube or things like that.
Somebody tried to tell me I was contentious and I was like, get out of here, get your old C word heavy.
So I think those are a couple of things there. Let's get to our last one.
All right. Is there such a thing as doing too much for your spouse? I lay out his pajamas for after work and I have his dinner ready. She's a 2 on the Enneagram.
Summed her up.
That's what that is. And that's sweet.
Is there such a thing as doing too much for your spouse? Simple solutions. Yes.
Yes.
There's definitely, you can definitely do too much.
It's like,
for your
what was it, like cutting up their food and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, that's too much.
Somebody said, I do that for my husband, which is really sweet, but it shouldn't be no expectation, you know?
Yeah, not expectation. If you want to go love them a certain way extra, like I'll run your bath water hypothetically, like, oh, that's sweet. That was a kind gesture, right?
Yeah, but not like, ooh, I gotta get home so I can do that for him.
Like I lay out his pajamas for after work and have his dinner ready.
That's really sweet.
That's very sweet. Now, if. I hope you're listening to our tones here because we
that's
do not lay out each other's.
Very kind.
That is a nice thing that couple
if
does.
If I lay out something, it's because I want something.
I'm gonna put these out for you. You see this little?
And that's
you just, I made
the next round.
I
got intention with my stuff.
The diffuser going right now.
Yeah, the lights are low.
I put the kids to bed. It's 6:15 while they were sleeping.
That's when you get that kind of stuff in this relationship.
Laid out his pajamas.
I'm a regular. I'm just trying to take off my shoes.
I would laugh though if I got out the shower at 7:32 and you had a shirt my drawers and some shorts just on the bed. Just, I would be like, what's this?
What you doing? You'd be like, thanks, babe.
Thank you. And then I would have to have a mental battle if I was going to put it on or not to set a precedent.
I know, right? You like, you. I laid out your shirt.
Yeah.
Now, if you laid out, I got about three standard
you do. Outfits. You got three. I see them in my head.
And if one of those are laid out, I'd be like, that was tough. I'd be like, oh, you know.
I got my favorite panties she got right now.
I do have favorite panties. I threw away like six pairs of them. I don't wear them no more. I don't want them. So I'd be like, that, sure. Thanks, that's kind. So now, I don't think those examples are necessarily too much. It's kind of weird, but it's loving if that's your relationship. You know, we believe in the do you. If that works for y'all, do it.
Do it.
Yeah, and as long as you don't feel abused, mistreated, uncared for, disrespected.
Do that.
Do it. Love each other.
Cut their food up.
That's sweet.
Don't call them for a four-day trip.
Respect that they going on a four-day trip. Right? A lot of this just depends on where you are in your relationship.
Where you are in your relationship.
And also having a better support system than the internet.
And stop murdering people.
Oh my God. All right? God.
Listen. Simple solutions. Another one down. This was a doozy.
And
here.
Another one.
As always, we appreciate y'all so much. We are one away. If you're listening to this episode, we're one away from our goal, our Sama Hunted Apple Podcast, take 90 seconds, put that review down. If you're enjoying it, if you're finding value, we would love to hear on Apple Podcasts that review. So check us out over there. You know what it is. Damon Katoya. We'll talk soon. Holla.